Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to. Hello, I'm Angela Loeb, and welcome to this episode of Be Radiant Radio. I was speaking with a woman the other day. She had taken my offer of a free initial phone consultation, and we were talking about her career path and search for a new job. And at some point during the conversation, she said, "I'm not a creative person." Now, she hadn't hired me yet to coach her, and we didn't have any relationship built yet, so I found myself mentally biting my tongue. It wasn't the proper timing to tell her that I disagree with her. I didn't get to say what I really wanted to say, which is that we are all creative. But I get it. She works in finance. She isn't an interior designer. She's not a graphic artist, a musician, a writer, or what have you. So I get it. She thinks she's not a creative person because she doesn't have a creative job. Yet, ever since she said that to me, I haven't been able to forget it. It keeps coming up in my mind. So, and since it keeps coming back, that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the fact that we are all creative beings. In fact, we can't help it. We're constantly creating, and we're constantly creative. Just because you pick a conventional career, it doesn't mean that you're not a creative person. And just because you don't do a job that requires your great doses of intentional creativity doesn't mean you can't be creative in your expression outside of work, too. So the reason I'm really interested in this topic is because last year I started challenging myself to notice my own acts of creativity. I had found myself for a while thinking really narrowly. I realized I was really limiting myself around my definition of what creative expression looked like, and you know, because it can happen in the various ways, in a multitude of ways. And I kept always thinking writing is how I express myself creatively. And at first I noticed that there was a sense that if I did anything creative, it had to be something that was productive, like I did it in order, like purposeful, like I had to create something. When I engaged in creativity, it couldn't be, I'm just getting this box of crayons and I'm getting a coloring book and I'm going to spend some time just doing this for no reason, just like a child does, sits down and colors in a coloring book or draws a picture with crayons just because, right? So I've noticed those things, and I was challenging myself to raise my awareness around creativity and how it shows up for me. For example, let's just say you cook something. You're engaging in a creative act when you cook something. You just create a meal, right? So that's something that's creative, a creative expression. I mean, some of us like to pour more energy of creative intention into it. It's a simple act, of course, preparing a meal, and for some of us, we might just pop a frozen dinner into the oven. But for some of us, it's really about a passion for expressing creativity. Like, we might be really into the flavors. We might be really into pairing food flavors together. It may be just simple curiosity. Like, we're moved by the spirit of invention, right? I mean, what if I change this ingredient or that ingredient? How would it come out? I once took a cooking class from a local chef and a restaurant owner, and he said, if you change three ingredients in a dish, you can say it's your recipe. And here's what's funny. Ever since I started challenging myself to notice how creativity shows up in my life, I've noticed I change ingredients when I cook a lot. I do it all the time. All right, so I express creativity when I'm cooking, but what else? I create when I plant a tree or a flower in my yard, I'm expressing creativity. I express creativity when I rearrange the furniture in a room or I choose certain wall decor for that room. That's creative expression. Of course, I express creativity whenever I'm writing a client's resume. I am expressing creativity right now in doing this episode of Be Radiant Radio. My point is that you are also expressing creativity all the time. Many acts that you do throughout your day. You're constantly engaged in creative acts. Now, here's something really important to consider. The number one thing you create is how you live your life. You think of what you want. You think of how you want to be. And if you want stuff, you do stuff to get it. You create what you want into being. The great masters, they've said this time and time again throughout history. Socrates said, "The mind is everything. What you think, you become." And Plato said, "Ideas are the source of all things." And Buddha said, "With our thoughts, we make the world." And King Solomon, in Proverbs 23:7, he said, "As someone thinks within himself, so he is." And even Jesus said, "It is done unto you as you believe." Anyway, you do get the point, right? You're creating your life. Another thing you create, not as big as your life, of course, but it's something, if we swerve back to career, it shows up in careers all the time. I see this all the time. It's kind of funny. I see this on resumes a lot, and it makes me kind of chuckle. Because, again, when people put creative, that they have creativity as one of their competencies, of course, everybody's creative. Because here's the thing. Another thing you create is solutions. You have opposable thumbs, right? You have an advanced primate brain that lets you solve problems. So when you're engaged in solving a problem, you're engaged in a creative act. You are creating solutions. Elizabeth Gilbert said in her book, Big Magic, she said that if you're alive, you're a creative person. Yes. Right on, Elizabeth Gilbert. So that's my point. You're a creative person, even if you don't do for a living what we traditionally call a creative job. And besides, you may have heard me say this before, maybe you haven't, but I'm going to say it again. My friend, you are not your job. You are so much more than that. And yes, of course, you are a creative person. We are all creative. All right, short and sweet episode here. I'm done. That brings me to the end of today's program. Thanks so much for joining me. One last thing before I go, a quick reminder to reach out to connect if you'd like. You can reach me through my website. The easiest way to get there is by using angelaloeb.com. That's angelaloeb.com. Okay, so be creative. Well, of course you will be creative. You can't help it yourself but to be creative, right? And be well. Until next time, keep on shining like you're meant to.